good afternoon to you all. That is the conclusion of Caroline's show. What was that song called?
So Good at Being in Trouble.
So Good at Being in Trouble by the unknown mortal. I was going to say unknown human orchestra, but mortal is even more to the point, isn't it? Consider that, you mortals. I have a guest today. That guest is Hannah Kahn. She will be entering the studio momentarily. You are listening right now to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM and on WMFO.org worldwide. It is 2 minutes past the noon hour here in Boston on this, I believe, the fourth day of the fourth month. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy, and I am presenting this radio show, which is known, strangely enough, actually truly known around the world as Radio Zeke. I will play a PSA so that we are all legalized. Let's try this one, speaking of legal.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Okay, so much for our legal PSA. Everything's legal here, except the things that are not legal. Let's try and get some microphone action on Hannah Kahn. Can I hear you?
Hello, hello.
And let's hear your instrument. That's a little close.
All right.
Ooh, okay. All right. I would move that back just a tad.
Sure.
Okay, there you go. And I would move that vocal mic up a little bit so it's pointing at your pie hole, as we say in the trade. Okay, now, we can begin in many different ways, but let's start by identifying yourself. You are Hannah Kahn. I know you from playing around town, the Lizard, the Burn sometimes, other places I believe I've seen you. Is this correct?
This is correct.
And you are a musician that I would, and you are armed with a ukulele, so be forewarned, all you listeners. The listeners who I address here might be driving around in the Cambridge, Somerville, Medford area, and in which case, hello to you all, and it's a misty kind of day on its way up to 60 degrees, early spring. Or you might be in Cape Town, South Africa, listening on the internet, and hello to you down there. We have more rain than you. You might be in Kiel, Germany. You might be in Amsterdam. You might be in London. You might be in Chester, England. You might be in Los Angeles. You might be in the Bay Area. You might be in Nashville. You might be in Austin, Texas. You might be in Florida. You might be in the Charlottesville area. These are places where I know people are listening. So, hello. Say hello,
Hannah. Hello. Okay. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in. And we're happy to have you wherever you're tuning in from.
And if you want to catch this show later, there will be a link to what we professionals call the air check on my website, which is duckworthy.com, and you can find all sorts of stuff there. But, and I believe Hannah has a website of her own. Is this correct?
I do. It's hannahkahn.com, HannahKahn.com.
Okay. Now, where do you hail from? And by the way, I don't want to be profiling you if I refer to you as her. Are those the proper pronouns?
Those are proper pronouns. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Protons and pronouns, they're all the same to me right here. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we try and do things, you know, in the modern way here. Now, okay, so you float into town from where? Where did you float into this town from?
I am currently living south of Boston. Uh-huh. I grew up in Massachusetts.
Oh, you're a local person then.
I am a local person.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you, okay, and your website has stuff on it, and you have an album out, and I know you've dropped a single recently.
Yes, yeah, I dropped a single in the fall, and I will be dropping another single June 21st, the first day of summer. We are kicking off the summer season with a nice celebration of life kind of.
Well, that's a kind of cool thing. Now,
yeah.
The way I generally do this is I have the artist suggest one or two songs that I might want to play, and then we can talk about them, and then the artist can also just jump in. So why don't you just jump in and play something? And what is that thing that
sure.
you are going to play?
I'm going to start off with a tune called Happy Somewhere.
Okay.
It's an original song.
Okay, let's hit it. There you go. Well, you look kind of happy right now. When did you write that song?
Thank you. I wrote it probably about 6 months ago now, at a time in my life when I was seeking happiness and felt like I hadn't quite gotten there.
Well, it's a quest. I don't know that happiness is a destination.
I agree. I think at the time that I wrote the song, happiness was my goal, and that was why I wasn't quite able to grasp it. And now I've come to understand that inner peace is so much more important than happiness, that the ability to come back to ourselves when we're happy, when we're sad, however we're feeling, that's what's really important.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I talk to my old college roommate frequently, every day pretty much, actually.
Nice.
And he's out there in California, and we are... let's put it this way. We're old LSD buddies from way back when it was legal, which is why I'm going to mention it on this show. And we've been through quite a bit separately and together. One of the things that we've decided is that happiness is for chumps. You know, now, I mean, it's the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah,
that's good. But if you want to just like wallow in happiness, come on, let's get real.
Exactly.
This is not what you're born. You know, but I'm not saying you need to sit around and suffer and die.
Right. There's such a balance to be found.
Yeah. There is a balance to be found. Now, I may have in my mind misweighted how I characterize your artistry. I kind of put you into a group of folks who are engaged in... social pursuits, meaning not necessarily social justice, but not necessarily not social justice, but, you know, talking about things that are music used as not simply a personal tool, but
yes.
as something to affect change.
Yes.
And is that, am I correct?
Absolutely.
I thought so. A lot of your songs that I've heard do, in fact, talk about issues that are larger than one individual.
Yeah, I'm very open about having had experiences with various traumas, including bullying and domestic violence, and also experiences with mental illness. And for a long time, that was something I didn't believe it was possible to recover from.
Mm-hmm.
So now, experiencing more of the recovery side and experiencing healing, it's become a very big mission of mine to share what I can about how to make that possible in other people's lives.
I'm going to play a song that you suggested that I play. It's by Ruby Rose Fox.
Yes.
Called Rainbow Suffragette.
Fame is the new gold rush. Attention, the new cartoon. We got a dream, baby. Dream, dream, dream on. We could still blush. I thought our hearts were rotten. I could feel I am real. I am healing. I'm marching to Washington. Will you come? Washington, will you come? I wanna hold your hand to the end of the world, to the end of the world. I wanna bend your watch from summer to snow to the end of the world. Just want you to know, I wanna hold your hand to the end of the world.
Rainbow, silver, red. Rainbow, silver, red.
That's Ruby Rose Fox, her song Rainbow Suffragette. In my line of sight here in studio with me is Hannah Kahn, local musician. Have you played other places besides local Boston?
Boston has been my primary market that I've played in. I have played out in Western Mass, up in Portland, Maine. I've played in New Hampshire. I grew up north of Boston, so I grew up on the border of New Hampshire. So I've done
where Haverhill or farther Lowell?
Westford.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Sure. So, and how long have you been playing and writing? More particularly.
Oh, forever. Yeah. I started my first band with my best friend when I was 10, and we started writing at that age, and we thought we were brilliant.
And I'm sure you were, actually. You know, it's amazing to go back and look at the stuff that people do when they're like really young, and then you realize, you know, actually, maybe the polish wasn't quite there, but the energy was there. And, you know, stuff that you do before you know that, before people have told you, oh, no, you don't know how to do that. You know, when you're 10, you watch people dance and sing and stuff like that, and it's pretty empowering stuff. Yeah. Is your original bandmate still around here making music?
She is not. She is out in Chicago, but she is still pursuing musical pursuits, and we are still in touch.
Oh, we'll say hello to her then, because she'll get this air check, no doubt.
Hi, Hannah. My best friend's name is Hannah, and my name is Hannah.
So okay, cool.
Made for a fun duo.
All right, so you have another song that you are going to play. This one is live, and it is called
All the Way Home.
Shall we proceed? Go ahead.
Let's do it. Side of the road, walking down the street all alone. Can't ask for a ride from the city tonight. You're walking all the way home. Choke up as you sit at the bar. The cute boy looks at you from afar. He's walking your way. You don't know what to say. You're walking all the way home. As he asks for your hand, says, baby, I made a mistake, I'm your man. All men tell lies, all girls cry, oh, walking all the way home. Don't you admit defeat, you're driving all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, oh, all the way home, all the way home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Is that a new one? Or is that?
It is not. It's an old one, but it's one that I didn't play out for a while and have started playing around with again.
Ooh, that's awesome. I love that song.
Thank you.
Now, but sometimes you play with keys in a full band.
I do. Yeah, this is definitely an acoustic, broken down setup.
Yeah, right. Okay. You do play keys? Is that your other primary instrument?
Keys is definitely my primary, yes.
And guitar a little bit? Not so much?
A little bit of guitar, yeah. A little bit of ukulele, a little bit of whatever I can get my hands on.
When you key, I've only seen you key live, but I have not seen you loop in key, but I presume you do loop from time to time. Is that right?
That isn't something that I've gotten into, actually.
Really?
I would love to get into that, yeah.
So somebody's got to buy you a toy, and you can play around with it and stuff like that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, putting the word out now.
Well,
I'll take it.
Are you doing any kind of, I'm giving you a wide open softball. Are you doing any kind of like Indiegogo or GoFundMe or anything like that to get your stuff out there? Because you could advertise it right here.
Thank you. I'm not at the moment. I am thinking about launching one, should I decide to pursue a full album. And that being said, my focus right now is on booking great shows, putting together great events, and getting the content out there.
Who do you play with when you play around? I mean, do you open for people? People open for you? Who have you played with
both,
around here?
Some of each. So I tend to run events around once per month. And those events look like me structuring the bill, selecting artists that I really enjoy performing with, that I think have a really good vibe. Good sound. I like to do cause-based events as much as possible to, like you mentioned, to raise awareness of various causes. And then alternately, when I'm not doing those once per month shows, I've been mostly collaborating with charities. I'll be performing at some rallies coming up. And
what particular? Yeah. Feel free to, you know, mention specifics.
I would love to. On Sunday.
She suddenly smiles broadly here. Okay.
I love what I do so much.
All right.
On Sunday, May 6th, I will be performing at the Rally for Improving Birth, which is taking place in Boston. Full details are on Facebook. If you look up Rally for Improving Birth, you will find it. And it's 1 to 4
briefly, PM. Briefly, what is, what will the Rally for Improving Birth improve?
That is a fantastic question. It is honestly something that I was asked to perform for and participate in that I am going myself to find out
about. Okay, okay. And that's your next event, is that?
My next event is in New York City, and then my next event in Boston is that on May 21st, I am partnering with an organization called This Is My Brave, which is a mental illness awareness organization, and they are putting on a showcase of performers, poets, spoken word artists, in the hopes of raising awareness and funds for mental illness.
Where will that be?
That will be in Chestnut Hill. And oh my gosh, I'm feeling so silly for forgetting all these details.
That's all right. They can
follow me on Facebook at Hannah Khan Official, and all of the details for all of the shows are there.
Do you have a website besides Facebook?
My website is hannakhan.com. It's HANAKAHN.
And you can find music there, and you can find a touring schedule and all that stuff. Now, where will you be playing in New York?
In New York, I'm playing at a spot called Shrine World Music Venue. It's in New York City. I'm playing as a duo with my drummer, and we will be playing on Saturday, April 28th from 7 to 8 p.m.
Is that in Brooklyn, or is that in Manhattan? Where?
I believe it's in Harlem.
Okay,
I haven't actually been.
Uptown,
this is
Manhattan.
Our first venture into performing in New York City,
wow,
so I'm very excited.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. I could have you play another one live, or I could play one of the tracks that you sent me. Should I do that? Play Find Me?
Yeah,
all right, let's see. Okay, now this might work. Let's see if it works. It's going to take a second. It's trying to start, and here it goes.
Waiting for the world to light. The sign is always on the other side. And there's no moon, it's always new. The werewolves have no howls left. They're always blue. And I stand on the edge with the most beautiful. Thank you.
everyone says I should have found it so long ago. But nobody seems to have answers to peace of mind. So how do I tell it to find me? And I stand on the edge with the most beautiful view, but I can't find a way.
Song Find Me, which was her first single, is that correct?
Correct.
And you recorded that, Nico Rivers recorded it, you and engineered you, and that came out when, November?
November, correct.
Yeah, that's a big sound on that. That's a really, that's not a radio premiere, but we will later in this show have a radio premiere of your other song.
Yep.
All right, so let's play some more music here, shall
we?
What do you want to play?
Good. This one's called Already Gone, and it is off of my album Bloom.
Okay.
Ooh.
that you hide. And you say you have never felt better. You've never felt so alive. Well, you have never felt better when you've never been so close to dying. So tell me, where did our hearts go when we went our separate ways? And do you even miss me? Cause I can't stand missing your face. Tell me, what happened to forever? We were right on the edge, now we're done. Our mistletoe has dried and fallen, and now we are already gone. And all these hopes I used to hold for us keep me coming back again. But as time goes on for us, I lose my mind, I can't pretend there's any love left here for us. Have to accept and let hearts mend. We're already gone, no. We are already gone. So tell me, where did our hearts go when we went our separate ways? And do you even miss me? Cause I can't stand missing your face. Tell me, what happened to forever? We were right on the edge, now we're done. Our mistletoe has dried and fallen, and now we are ready. Tell me, where did our hearts go when we went our separate ways? And now we're done. Our mistletoe has dried and fallen, and now we are already gone. Go on, 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 go on.
Sing it, baby. That's great. That's big time. I like that.
Thank you.
That's not the newest of your songs, is it?
It is not. It is one of the older.
Yeah. Now, that one, have you recorded that one on your album? That gets some airplay,
yes,
does it not?
Yes, which is also done by Nico Rivers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at your instrument there. That's maybe the thinnest ukulele I've ever seen.
Yes, this is a travel ukulele, so it's made to be especially small, even as ukuleles go.
That thing is like, it's like paper thin. It doesn't even have as much, you know, body depth to it as
it
your
is.
As your.
It is. It's, yeah. I really, really love this instrument. It's really, really lightweight. It actually also plugs in, and it has a really excellent sound.
You know, I'm thinking of the old Quick Draw McGraw cartoons, though. You might not know them, but in the old days there was Quick Draw McGraw, and there was this character in Quick Draw McGraw named El Kabong, and the way he dealt with his enemies was he bonked him over the head with a guitar. So I don't know why I'm thinking of that, but like that's not quite big enough to do any serious, you know, knock him out kind of damage in the El Kabong stage. Okay, suppose I play another one of the songs that you suggested and we can discuss that. This is a, is that all right?
Sure.
All right, this is Jesse J.
Stop playing with your body, lady. Stop feeling like you're not enough. Stop feeding into the haters. Stop and give yourself some love. Stop staring at the mirror getting faded, saying you will fall in love. Trust and all these fake idiots. Trust me, they don't give a fuck. Whoa. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of feeling this. The world says beauty is changing. Fuck that, it's fake expectations.
All right, now I'm going to mention here that you're not supposed to listen to these bleeps because I'm trying to bleep them out here. I almost got that one.
Love my body.
my skin. I am a goddess. I am a queen. So chasing all the hype, my girl. So trying to change who you are. So cutting yourself up on the outside. When inside is liver scars, it can't be healed with something materialistic. Can't be healed by man who stays distant. It's deeper. Save yourself before you betray yourself. Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing
so
it.
Tired.
I'm tired of feeling this. The world says beauty is changing. Fuck that, it's fake expectation of the real shit.
Should have done a pre-check on that. And Hannah is sitting here mortified because she
mortified.
Said, oh, you know, okay, all right, so please, FCC, take me down if necessary. I tried to bleep stuff there. That was not the radio-friendly cut.
Yes, as much as I did not think through the wording of that song, I do love it because the message of I love my body, I love my skin is so important. And
yeah,
it's so
important.
Great to hear a mainstream artist being so supportive of loving oneself.
Yeah, that one's got, that particular cut has, I don't know, 3 million views on YouTube. So it's not like it hasn't been played on air before.
Yeah.
All right, but I was looking for like a somewhat radio-friendly version. Now, you know, maybe it's okay. Hopefully it's all right. Let's move right on. Moving right along here. Nothing to see here. Why don't you talk about another song here that you're going to play?
Sure. So I would love to play a track of mine that we're going to play a little later on, but I would love to do a live version of it because
AB.
I have yet to do that on the radio. This is called Let's Start Living, and it will be a single I'm releasing on the first day of summer, June 21st.
Okay, play it, and then we will jump immediately to the master take on it.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. Let's start living.
Walking out of school was like the liberty I never got to feel. I was the high school dropout struggling and dropped into the real world. Got to see the earth through your eyes. Working in the kitchens, I saw people who were barely hanging on. I saw their gratitude at holding spoons to feed all of their children. Got to see the earth through their eyes. And I saw fighters trying to make something more beautiful with lighters lighting up the sky. I saw fire burning in hearts like a fuel to put a brighter sun in the sky. Saying, hey, hey, let's do it for the summer. Hey, hey, we'll only get this one chance to make this world a wondrous place to live in. Let's start living, hey. Hanging at the beach, 90 degrees, I leave my problems in the past. Just for a moment, I am holding on to something that could last. Got to see the earth through my eyes. Walking in the garden. garden, taking part in from the internet. I need to take a break and see the places of the world I've yet to see. Got to see the earth through my eyes. And we are fighters trying to make something more beautiful with lighters lighting up the sky. We are fire burning in our hearts like a fuel to put a brighter sun in the sky. Saying hey, hey, let's do it for the summer. Hey, hey, we'll only get this one chance to make this world a wondrous place to live in. Let's start living, hey. Live with us, set it free. 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 Live with us, set it all free. Live with us, set it all free. Live with us, set it all free. Live with us and set it all free. Yeah, hey, hey, let's do it for the summer. Hey, hey, we'll only get this one chance to make this world a wondrous place to live in. Let's start living.
That was a real nice song, and that song is available in several different flavors. There's your acoustic ukulele version, and here is your full band version.
Walking out of school was like a liberty I never got to feel. I was the high school dropout, struggling and dropped into the real world.
Who were barely hanging on.
I saw their gratitude at holding spoons to feed all of them.
the radio premiere of Hannah Khan's next out single, which is called Let's Start Living, recorded at Nico River Studio.
No, this one actually was recorded by my friend Dave Gannon in his studio space.
In Boston.
In Taunton.
In Taunton. Okay. Well, that's kind of close to the Boston area.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've had a couple of singles out there.
Yes.
And we were just talking while it was playing about, of course, well within living memory, people released albums and EPs as the main way of getting their music out. Now, it's really changed in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And everybody is focused, mostly, I think, musicians who are trying to get airplay or stream play, is on a Spotify presence. And you don't need a whole album. And it's great if you have a whole catalog, but if you just have one good cut with magnetic beats and stuff like that that people can relate to, that's all you need, really, to get things happening. So this one is going to come out as a single.
Correct.
And you're going to be promoting it as a single with
yes.
points to your back catalog and all that stuff.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Let me talk about that. We heard an in-studio solo acoustic version on ukulele, and then we heard an orchestrated version of the same song where you're harmonizing with yourself. And I'm guessing you tracked like several layers of vocals on
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah, several layers.
How do you feel when you go into the studio? And at this point, are you familiar enough with the process, or is it a little disconcerting when you go?
It is a little disconcerting. I'm glad that you asked that. Yeah, I think it can be easy to walk around and pretend like I'm comfortable with everything, and I'm really, really not. And the studio still feels like a new experience to me, and it's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I have I've written hundreds of songs, and somebody in town is recording one of my songs on their forthcoming AB 45, two sides of a 45. And so we're recording it over at Plaid Dog Studios, and I'm a good songwriter. I'm kind of a B-minus performer, and certainly in this case, like, I fired myself immediately as a performer. And so we had somebody come in and do lead guitar tracks on top of somebody else's bass and drums, and we have somebody else coming in for vocals. And it's really interesting to sit in the studio and listen to your song like actually happen, especially when you have other people doing it. You're just there as like the songwriter. It's
yes.
like it's like one of the coolest things.
It is.
Think wow yeah go, you know.
Yeah.
It's but it's attractive as a thing to do, you know, like on a Saturday afternoon, go into the studio and, you know, like do some cuts and do some tracking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did I hear any auto-tune on your vocals at all? Or was that?
Probably.
I thought so.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm very divided about it, honestly.
You actually just blushed. I'm going to report
yeah,
this. Yeah.
Yeah. I take a lot of pride in my vocal work, and I work very hard to be the best vocalist I can be. And so I like to be able to go in studio and hit the notes
yeah.
naturally. And basically what most of my engineer friends have told me is that it's not about you. It's not about your voice and whether you're
No, it's an instrument. It's using it as another
exactly.
type of modified instrument.
Exactly.
Right. It's like reverb, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just to make the track sound as good as possible.
Now that raises a whole additional question. We're kind of running up, and I don't want to use up the last song's worth of your time here, but it's interesting to talk to a musician as a professional musician. So that raises the concept of you have the song in your head, and yet there's a producer and an engineer, and they're not you, and they have a slightly different take, and sometimes they're right and you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, how do you work through that when you hear somebody say, I mean, you don't want to totally dismiss it out of hand if somebody says, no, we got to have something else here, or retract that or something like that. But sometimes you do have to exert your will and say, no, you're wrong, I'm right. How do you balance that?
For me, it's about thinking about what my ultimate goals are.
And
I know that for me as an artist, I want to have songs that are top 40 radio friendly.
Yeah.
And top 40 radio friendly songs are auto-tuned. That's just the reality of what's on the radio these days. And so if that's the advice that I get from a professional who knows what they're doing, I'm going to take it and I'm going to listen. I think when it comes to the overall structure of the song and how I want it to sound overall, it's really important to use my voice and make sure that I'm listened to, and I think I'm good at that. But I definitely hire the engineers for their expertise.
So right on. Yeah, that's very cool. So have you put out any contest entries, you know, Tiny Desk, any of those things?
I haven't. I've seen so many Tiny Desk entries from a lot of my musician friends, and they all look amazing. It was just something that by the time I heard about it, the deadline was 2 days later and
right,
a little too much to fit in.
All right. Let's hear, since you're sitting at a relatively large desk here, let's do something that might have fit into your Tiny Desk had you chosen. What would you like to play?
Sure. I am going to play a song called I Simply Am.
Okay. This may be your last, unless you have a real short
Perfect.
One after that.
This
okay,
is,
very good.
This is a great last one to go out on.
I Simply Am. This is Hanukkah live in studio. And please listen all the way through. Here we go.
Summer day, telling myself that I'm okay, telling myself I will be fine. But when I look around, I can't see everything, it feels so hazy. There's a coat of black, it covers my life. I stand up, try to smile, but everything hurts. I'm getting lost in memories where demons lurk. They scream at me that nothing in my life will work. So when will I be free? But I simply be, I simply be. Wake up and a year's gone by, and I'm starting to wonder why I never seem to win. I always seem to lose, and if my heart is broke, that's all I'll know. And I'm afraid to let it go. Now that it's mending, I'm scared to let it show. But I listen to the wind, I listen to the music. One day I'll wake up and find I'm thriving my way through it. And when I dance like I've never danced before. With my wings I soar, I'm climbing higher than I knew I could. And I can't stop, won't stop till I find something good. This is our life. We get to choose, get to keep on giving. Can't stop, won't stop. This is the life I'm living. I simply am. Simply am. And I can't stop living, can't stop living, won't stop. Can't stop living. Can't stop living, won't stop.